Zach Thornton tossing six scoreless innings, earning his first Pig League win as the Mets blanked the Brewers 4-0 to even their series at a game apiece. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
That kid, for them, pitched very well. He attacked the zone. He didn't give up free bases. He took a little off. He cut the ball real nice. We did have some balls hit hard, but they don't count. You got to hit them on a line, and you got to hit them where they're not standing. So credit the kid for how he pitched.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, the last place Mets, have won 3 of 5 since the All-Star break. The Brewers blank for just the fourth time this season, managing just 4 base hits.
Miscommunication, whatever you want to call it, that opened the game up. Now it's 3-0 different. Then we get first and second, nobody out. Jackson Chourio, who had 3 out of 4 good at-bats, has his one poor at-bat there, and then we make a base-running mistake, and the inning's over. And then they catch a ball on the warning track. Price hits a ball over left fielder's head. He makes a great catch. That's the story of our night.
Pat Murphy's club had their 4-game winning streak snapped, the loss going to Brandon Sproat. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Cubs 11, Tigers 2. Angels over the Cardinals 5-1. Reds beat the Mariners 4-2. Pirates and Yankees were rained out. Bucks guard Brayden Burries has been named to the 2026 NBA All-Summer League First Team. The 10th overall pick in the 2026 NBA draft played and started in 4 games for the Bucks, averaging a team-best 23.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 4.3 assists a game. Packers gearing up for the start of training camp as rookies report Monday, veteran players on Tuesday, first full squad workout set for Wednesday. Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is apparently ending his decade-plus-long estrangement from his family. The 42-year-old posting photos of himself with his parents and brother on social media, calling it bonding. Rodgers said in a 2024 documentary, the split from his immediate family stemmed from his parents' strict religious beliefs. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.